Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, sadly, the death toll is rising as more bodies are being found in Maui. There's a Google sheet that actually a resident started a few days ago. I posted it on my Facebook. I think I also posted it on my Twitter. If not, I will. That allows survivors or family members of survivors to post information about people who are missing. You see many people found, thank God, and you see where they are. They're in the shelter, but there's many individuals that are still missing. And when you look at this list, it's heartbreaking. And we're hearing that the death toll is now close to 100. And even though we're in the aftermath of it and emergency crews are using cadaver dogs to try to find individuals, and they're just, you know, barely at the beginning of this very long trek. A topic that is coming up that should be is what went wrong. Because sadly, we're still in wildfire season. There's other Hawaiian islands. There were wildfires. There still are wildfires all over America burning right now. If you look at the wildfire map, the National Fire and Wildfire map, I posted it. There's a lot of wildfires going on. So we need to learn from our mistakes, just like we had to learn from the Titanic tragedy, which was so horrible, and stupidity caused there not to be enough lifeboats. What went wrong with Maui? Well, the finger pointing has started. There's a few things that have been suggested. One, excuse me, has been there wasn't the warning sirens. According to Representative Jill Takuda, Democrat of Hawaii, she told CBS Face the Nation that the state's warning sirens did not go off. She said everybody who has ever lived in Hawaii knows the warning sirens. It goes off once a month, every month at 12 noon, and it blares. If it doesn't, it gets fixed, because that's our first line of defense. They say the warning signals typically sent to mobile phones could have been also affected by the mass power outages reported on Maui. Again, which is why you need AM radio. All right, if you're having most of your emergency broadcasts sort of technology based on tech that can be very easily taken down in a power outage or a hack, you need to have something that's more old school, such as AM radio, that can reach out to everybody. Unfortunately, cars are being built without it, and many people don't have radios anymore, but we still have to keep that whole, because unfortunately, if people are expecting a text on their cell phone and the cell phone's tower is down, how do they get the warning? They also are concerned that it could be an issue with the power. There's a lawsuit being now launched by Monica and Reddy Eater, whose house in Lahaina was decimated, and their suit is on behalf of a class and subclasses of all people similarly situated, targeting Hawaiian Electric Industries, the parent company of HECO, MECO, and HELCO. And the lawsuit says the power companies ignored weather warnings and kept their power lines energized despite the dangerous conditions. They are concerned that the power lines kept being energized and used when maybe there should have been a change based on the weather. So according to the suit, the National Weather Service had issued a high wind watch and red flag warning, cautioning that energized power lines could make a fire develop more rapidly, and the suit alleges that the company acted improperly. So, you know, this is the start of probably many, many lawsuits, a lot of finger pointing, and unfortunately, We don't even know the depth of destruction. We have thousands missing. They've only, I think, been able to search about maybe 3 to 5% of all the buildings. And so this site that I posted that has a list of individuals, it's still being added to. People are still adding, I haven't heard from my cousin. I hadn't heard from my family member. So take a look at that. If you know anybody who can maybe provide any information on any of those individuals listed, apparently it's a Google sheet allowing anybody to update or to add information. But you know, there is going to be also a lot of, you saw there was finger pointing to the wealthy landowners who own Maui land. Where were they? Why weren't they helping? Oprah was there. She was passing out pillows and passing out things in the shelter. But then, I think yesterday, they asked her to take her, to not let her camera crew come in because they wanted the privacy of individuals in the shelters. And I guess Oprah was going to bring in a camera crew to prove that she was helping. I mean, you know, it's unfortunately where all the anger starts to go is everywhere but where it should be. And Hawaii, and I don't want to blame any one particular person, but remember Hawaii had that 2018 debacle where they warned there was a nuclear missile on the way and people had to take cover and it was an accident or a goof or a typo or who knows what the hell happened. So, you know, Hawaii has not been completely immune to having debacles when it comes to emergency preparedness. But sadly, this was horrible. And I get, when weather happens, you can't just blame one person or a group of people when, you know, something horrible like a wildfire or an act of nature happens. But where people are asking questions is, did it have to be this bad? When wildfires happen, and people are told to evacuate. Now, you know, was there any missteps that could be improved upon? Because this is a horrible tragedy, and we're still uncovering more and more bodies, and sadly the numbers are going to rise. And so we want to prevent something like this. And my experience with Lahaina and Maui is there's only one major road, and that road is always gridlocked trying to get to Lahaina. And I get it. These are beautiful islands, and they're populated, and there's many people who live there, but I don't think they were ever built for the amount of tourists and the amount of population from an infrastructure standpoint. And if they don't have proper infrastructure, then how do they get the people out when they need to? And so, I understand that you know, the finger pointing might not be very well accepted right now, being with everything going on. But on the other hand, you know, this is still wildfire season. We need to figure out how to prevent more death and tragedy. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms. Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So one thing I can't stand when people say that the appendix or the thymus or some of these organs are useless. I heard about that for years. The appendix is useless. And I'm like, why would God have the appendix in our bodies if it was useless? Why would nature have it? Now, even if you don't believe in God, what would be the evolutionary advantage of having a useless organ requiring blood and resources of the body? Doesn't make sense. It's not useless. The appendix has a purpose. And doctors would say, no, it doesn't, because if you remove it, there's no change to the human. They're fine. Well, I know my dad had his appendix removed. I think, you know, we might later study those who had their appendix removed if there was any difference in their longevity and in any sort of medical issues. But I had thought that the appendix always had a role. And because it's there in the intestine, and finally some researchers a decade or two ago said it's not a useless organ. There's actually bacteria, zillions of bacteria, in that hollow tube that's connected to the right side of your colon, the ascending colon, that will squirt bacteria, they believe, into the gut if you need to refluorinate your bowels to help with digestion. And even though there's still been some debate on that, makes perfect sense to me, because the appendix is a hollow tube, has tons of bacteria, and maybe that's what it does. And so the thymus. People say, well, the thymus is a useless organ. The thymus is this little gland that sits behind the sternum. And I never thought it was useless, because it did help with a child's immunity. It shrinks by adulthood, but I don't think it's useless. I think there's a reason for it, even in adulthood. That's just me. Well, apparently we have a study saying, yeah, it isn't useless, even in adults, because researchers found that those who got their thymus removed face an increased risk of death from any cause later in life, as well as a risk of developing cancer. Now, this wasn't a study where we took a bunch of people, cut out their thymuses, and said, all right, let's just watch you and stare you down. That's not what happened. It was kind of observational. So, you know, for those individuals who were sick and ill or whatever, what surgeries did they have? And was their thymus removed? And Science Alert says, no, it's not a useless organ. So, in childhood, the thymus plays a very critical role in our immune system. And it helps produce inflammatory cells and immune cells. Sometimes the gland is removed. If there's surgery, if there's concerns of a tumor. There was one patient who had, I think, cancer of the thymus gland. And I believe they died of it. And so many medical providers don't want something sitting there that can later turn to cancer. So if you are having cardiothoracic surgery, they might remove it so it doesn't sit there and turn to cancer. It will shrivel up and get smaller after puberty, but it still produces T cells, and T cells are immune cells that fight infection. When somebody has had their thymus removed, they still seem to go on with life and be fine. But because individuals, as I said, might develop cancer in it or myasthenia gravis, autoimmune diseases, if there's going to be surgery done, sometimes the surgeons remove it. But they're saying no, maybe not. So researchers from Boston compared the outcomes of patients who had undergone cardiothoracic surgery, 6,000 people who did not have it removed, but 1,100 people who did. And those who had a thyroidectomy were twice as likely to die within 5 years. You know, even though they already extrapolated out sex, age, race, cancer of the thymus, etc. They said those who had their thymus removed were twice as likely to develop cancer within 5 years. And the cancer was more aggressive and often recurred after treatment. So we don't know why these associations exist. It could just be a huge coincidence. But the subset of patients in the study who had their thymectomy removed showed less diverse T cell receptors in their blood work, which could contribute to the development of cancer if you don't have enough immune cells to help fight it. So this was published in the New England Journal of Medicine, but this is kind of the studies I want to see with appendix and those who have their appendix removed. Because, you know, some people will ask for their appendix to be removed so they never get appendicitis. And there have been elective appendectomies done. And the reason why elective appendectomies were done years ago is if somebody had abdominal surgery and they had a scar in the area, doctors were afraid that if somebody evaluated them in the future for abdominal pain, saw the scar near the appendix, they would say, oh, this person doesn't have an appendix, so it can't be appendicitis. Meanwhile, the person did have an appendicitis, then it ruptures, and then there's bacteria all over the place, because again, the appendix has bacteria, and then the person could go into sepsis and die. So the thinking when I was in training in the 90s and 2000s was, if somebody has an abdominal scar near the appendix and you're going to be leaving that scar doing surgery, take out the appendix so that people don't mistake them for already having an appendectomy. But things might be changing now, because now we have CAT scans. We have tests. So if somebody's having abdominal pain, we could go and do a scan and then see if they have an appendix or they have a mass or something else. Now, mind you, having an appendicitis attack is not easy, right? It could kill somebody. You get an abscess, or that appendix ruptures and bacteria gets all over the place. You could go into sepsis, die. It could be pretty serious. So we never want somebody's appendix to rupture. But does that mean somebody has to have it removed if they're not ill? We think the appendix plays a role as well. Now, people will ask me about ovaries. Now, I had my ovaries removed. I had a hysterectomy. Now, I chose to do that because I've had a tumor on my ovary and already once. And being at higher risk for ovarian cancer, I'm like, I just don't want to mess with it. Do ovaries post-menopause play a role, have a function? We don't believe they have much of a function, but having everything removed does change things down there. You know, in terms of bladder stability and in terms of pelvic floor weakness. And so we don't tell everybody to get routine hysterectomies. You know, but some of us have made the decision to, I don't want to get cancer. I don't want to be worrying about it. I want it out. And so we've kind of been in this habit of, well, since we don't want to get cancer, let's take it out. But we're not really thinking about, could there be other long-term effects? So, again, you know, the moral to all this is, you know, if somebody says something in your body is useless, you know, I really don't believe they are. You know, I can't answer why many people have to have their wisdom teeth taken out. I don't know why wisdom teeth grow sometimes horizontally. I had to have my wisdom teeth taken out because they impacted. Again, you know, maybe, you know, the body is evolving and eventually maybe we won't have wisdom teeth anymore. And again, it takes millions of years to evolve. So I get that we're still kind of wondering why we have certain things in our body and then we have to have them removed. But those who do have their wisdom teeth, they use them. The ones that grow in properly, they still help. It's an extra set of teeth. Four extra set of teeth. Kind of nice, especially when you start losing teeth. So I don't think anything in the body is useless. I just don't. I think it all has a purpose. Because I just don't think God or nature would have created such a finely tuned machine to have something that's useless. However, if you are prone to bad things happening and you think I'm the one that's going to have the cancer or the appendicitis or, you know, that's a discussion between you and your medical provider on if something preemptively should be done. I know many women are opting for mastectomies because they're at higher risk for breast cancer. I mean, that's a tough decision that some people make. But remember, the breast did have a use originally for breastfeeding. So, you know, if you think you've already used them, that's up to you. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
USA News Update. The director of the Federal Emergency Management Agency, Dina Criswell, toured the devastation in Maui and said she was shocked by what she saw. It looked like an apocalyptic movie. The attorney for Hunter Biden says a five-year investigation has shown no evidence that President Biden was involved in any of his son's business dealings. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker signed into law a bill which attempts to hold firearm manufacturers accountable for gun violence. Eight people are injured after a mass shooting in downtown Memphis. Police say it happened around 2:30 a.m. yesterday morning. The victims between the ages of 19 and 54. Six former Mississippi law officers who tortured two men will plead guilty to state-level charges for that racist assault. Corey Myers, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So we have been watching maternity wards close. I'm looking at one report where there were 10 in Ohio alone in the last year. And, you know, this is, we see it in Nevada, we see it in multiple places. And this is odd because we do have, you know, people coming in, we have still babies being born, we have a population growing exponentially as we're bringing in migrants and immigrants, and, you know, maybe our birth rate might be falling a little bit among Americans, but we still have the population of children growing. And so having a dearth of maternity care is confusing to me, especially when there's a demand. And they say 2 million women of childbearing age live at least 25 miles away from a labor and delivery unit. That was from a 2022 USA Today analysis. And so when you see hospitals that are closing down their maternity wards, you know, it starts to beg the question, why? Now, the Wall Street Journal said that one of the issues they had, cited out of Ohio was, well, the falling birth rates. And I'm not buying that. I think people want to bring up topics that are a little cringeworthy when it comes to this. And I'm a little confused because I see students match very competitively for OB residencies. We still have OB residencies. We're still training thousands of students and residents in OB. So it's not a doctor dearth because we're training every year. We're pumping thousands of new individuals into the field. So we probably have to talk about what's really going on. Well, one is when you talk to the average OB-GYN who has ever since their training gotten up multiple times in the middle of the night, lost sleep, to be there to help deliver a baby, some of them are saying, I'm done. I'm tired. I'm not going to do the call. I'm tired of being woken up in the middle of the night by nurses asking questions, mom's not in labor, and I need my sleep. So one thing could be they need their sleep. And there could be a lot of OB guides, obstetrician gynecologists, dropping the OB part. Now we know this has been going on for a while because many hospitalists are hiring laborers, those who will just deliver babies. And the funny thing is I would love that job. You know, I loved delivering babies, but I didn't like the waking up in the middle of the night and being tired all the time. I didn't think that was healthy. And so what some of these laborers are they do shift work. Just like now we have hospitalists. Rather than the doctor being woken up in the middle of the night to come down to the hospital to take care of you, there's people who are actually given that shift where they're the ones available in the middle of the night. That's their job. So then they go home, they sleep during the day, they're up at night. Same thing with laborers. There are now laborers who take the night shift. Maybe there's not enough of them, but you're starting to have that compensate for the doctors that are like, I just don't want to get up in the middle of the night. I can't do it. And so many women are frustrated that they end up seeing half a dozen people see them naked when it used to just be your doctor. But that's now the reality of it. You're not really going to have a lot of privacy because it could be an absolute stranger that's now going to deliver your baby. But, you know, we women are just used to, you know, having to sacrifice our privacy and our dignity when we go through that. And many of us are happy to do it. And some of us are like, well, I wish it was a better way, but fine. So now things are being split. Another, though, issue that scared me into being an obstetrician was I was told in training that your fetus that you take care of and you give birth to as a beautiful child can sue you up to 18 years after that delivery. Now, when we were like, no. Okay, no, that's not, no, that can't happen. No, that's ridiculous. A lawyer said no. Actually, the statute of limitations could be 18 years on something that happened in the delivery room. Well, if you remember, OBs had some of the highest malpractice. And so some of the OBs were paying six figures in malpractice. And they actually, this was when St. Paul pulled out of a lot of states, OBs had to cut the number of deliveries off to, I think, like 100 or 120 a year. I remember when I got pregnant, I contacted my doctor. She's like, you made the list. We only had a couple spots left. I was like, thank God. because if you delivered more than a certain number of babies per year, you had to pay a much higher rate for malpractice. So you had a lot of OBs go, I have to limit it because it doesn't make sense to, you can't deliver 4 babies a month just to barely break even on your malpractice. And that's what the situation was. Now, it might have improved since 2002, but you're looking at the malpractice insurance, you're looking at the claims, you're looking at the number of deliveries you have to do to break even, and then you're looking at, a child can sue you. Say, you know what, this happened at birth. My parents might not have wanted to sue, but honestly, I'm 15. This is a big problem now. And, can a child also sue if you start transgender transitioning and then they disagree with it? And, they might. Because, again, informed consent, how much informed consent can a child give? So it's definitely a tricky situation. And then you have to look at, well, what are the hospitals making? Are hospitals making money? So a hospital will close a labor and delivery department, one, if they don't have the doctors or the midwives or the doulas or the team that is necessary to help a woman or a now we aren't allowed to say woman, we have to say a person giving birth. If you don't have the team and the professionals, then you really can't staff your maternity ward. But the other is are they getting paid? Now, again, this is a topic nobody wants to talk about. Every now and then you might hear something from Fox News, but a lot of these hospitals are taking care of migrants. A lot of these hospitals are taking care of people that don't have insurance. So if you're in labor and the baby's coming, the hospital's not going to turn you away. They're going to bring you upstairs or bring you into the ER or get you into a room to help deliver the baby and save you. So you go through all that, and then you get the bill. How many people are not paying the bill? A hospital can only do so much for free. People get so mad, well, gosh, the hospital's charging thousands of dollars for this and that. Well, the reason why is they're trying to cover what the people who pay, which is not right, but that's what's happening. They're hoping that somebody who pays will cover for the people who don't pay. So if you have individuals coming into this country or uninsured, they're going to utilize the services, but if they can't pay the bill, they don't pay the bill. So if a hospital is losing money on the maternity ward, they'll close down the maternity ward. There's no law necessarily saying they have to provide those services because it's dangerous for them to if they don't have the staff. So there's a lot of reasons for this, and the fact that we're hearing about it now and it's been an issue for a while means it's really a problem. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys,
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a crisis, and I hate that there's always a crisis, different crisis, different day, but a crisis that I'm seeing that many of you have been reaching out about is how to support yourself when you're older. And growing up, I was told that there's Social Security. When I had asked my parents, look, you know, Grandma can't work anymore. She's sick. Grandpa can't work. He's in a bed. How do they eat? Well, my parents said they get Social Security, but it's not much. And, you know, we had to help. And, yeah, we did what we could. And my family was pretty poor for a long time. And Social Security, however, was a little bit more decent back then. And so when we have that narrative of, okay, when you're older, you could just go on Social Security. The average person on Social Security is like, uh-uh, this isn't working. Even with the cost of living increase, it's not enough. Yet the government says it's only 3% inflation, guys. You're fine. It's only 3% inflation. That's not what I'm seeing. Now, mind you, I'm still too young to be on Social Security, but what I'm seeing is prices up 30, 40, 50%, sometimes 100%. It's ridiculous how expensive things are right now. So I don't know where this 3% inflation is coming from. I think what now it's 3.2. But if your Social Security is not going up that same level, and if you try to work, you lose your Social Security, that's a problem. You know, I told my mom is of Social Security age, you know, why are you working? Why aren't you living on Social Security? She showed me. It doesn't cover rent. It doesn't cover food. It doesn't cover gas. So she has to work, and because she's working, then she doesn't get Social Security, or the Social Security gets dropped. So, you know, she's almost 80 years old. I don't know. I want to work well into my 80s and 90s. I don't know who would hire me, and I don't know, you know, what energy I'm going to have, but that's a scary, scary concept. And when the average family isn't a large, nurturing, we're all in the same neighborhood or state, families like mine, there's not going to be a lot of support. So it's either on me and my husband to try to support my mom, or, you know, my mom doesn't get supported. And this is something that is affecting a lot of individuals. And the average person doesn't want to be a burden on their family. I don't want to be. But I'm looking right now at what I have in savings. It is not enough. Not with these prices. And so when somebody asks me how much should they have before they retire, how much should they have in savings before they retire, I can't give you a number. I don't think $200,000 is enough anymore. Who has $500,000? And would that even be enough? When you don't know how long you're going to live, and you don't know what your medical bills are going to be, and you don't know what's going to happen to your house, or your home, or your car. I mean, if it's going to be harder to gas up later because the government is pushing for electric vehicles, you won't be able to keep your Buick. You're going to need to convert to an electric car. You better have money for that. Funeral planning, nurse planning, medications. Medications have gone up. It's ridiculous. I will write the cheaper medication for a patient, but that cheaper medication is in short supply. So I have to then change it to a different brand that's more expensive. So if you're thinking, you know what, I'm good. My medicines are only costing me less than $100 a month. I got that. What if the medication's in short supply and you have to go on brand name? There was an article that says a quarter of workers earning over $175,000 a year consider themselves to be poor or very poor. Now, if you're making six figures, you should be living the dream. But they say they're just getting by. Now, I've told many of you, you really need to, if you are in that position where you're making over six figures, to actually look at what you're spending on. I mean, is it that you're in a three-bedroom apartment and you don't need three bedrooms? Or you're in a four-bedroom house that's maybe 3,000 square feet and you really only need 2,000 square feet? Yeah, is it because you have extra cars you don't need? Is it that you have streaming services? What? Now I think Disney's going up to like, what, $13.99 a month or something? Is it that you have tons of streaming services that you don't need? You know, but I don't want to criticize these individuals, because if you do have a high mortgage because of previous interest rates, because you couldn't necessarily take advantage of the interest rates when they dropped a few years back, and you do owe on the car, and you do have student loan debt, and you have medical debt, and you're taking care of a family member, yeah, that money starts to not look like a lot. Yeah, I'm asking my friends who take care of their elderly family members, it's costing anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000 a month because you need nursing, you need facilities, even if they have their own place or their own apartment. And I'm seeing family members move in with each other, and, you know, I grew up with a grandmother living with us, and, you know, my husband and I talked, it would just be too stressful on the marriage to have an in-law in the house. I mean, we want to help and we want to do what's best, and I would do it. I would, if my husband's in-laws need to be in the house, I'd do it. It's, I don't think it's going to work having my mom live with us. So you have to spend. And it's not an easy situation. But when you see people who are lucky enough to earn over $175,000 say, I feel poor or very poor. When you would think somebody making $175,000 is rich, we have a problem. Either we're spending too much or things are costing too much. Now, you know, when I would rent an apartment, I would rent out a room. All I had to do was split power and water, if water wasn't included, or sanitation. But I didn't have to pay for cable. I didn't watch cable. I was too busy working. I didn't have to pay for computer because computers were just barely starting to come into people's homes then. I didn't have to pay for Wi-Fi because Wi-Fi wasn't a thing. I didn't have to pay for a phone. So things were cheaper. But now, and I don't know if it's just the system and we're allowing it to, but in order to move in to your own place and you're required to have internet access and Wi-Fi and a cell phone, that costs money. Not to mention our food and our gas, and so how do we get the costs down? Well, one is controlling crime, because things are being charged more because of crime. Number two is try to, turn back the clock on all the crap the government pulled with the lockdown, because people are trying to make up for all that lost revenue. And number three is we should, not that this is the most realistic, but we should present a future that doesn't look bleak. If the average person is being told AI is going to take over their job, or they're not going to be able to get a job or keep a job later, or they're not going to be able to, you know, make the money they once did, people are probably going to be trying to make whatever they can now, and we're seeing the greed. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.